The Jerry Bader Show.
News Talk Sports, WTAQ. I'm not going to talk about the Packers right now, other than I just have to mention this quickly. Because people are so consistent in their inconsistency. So what was the big storyline, or the theme, the meme, the narrative, before Brett Hundley actually won a game as Packers quarterback? McCarthy's got to cut him loose. Let him take off the training wheels. Let him use the whole offense. Mike McCarthy did that yesterday. It ended badly. What are all the Gannett sports writers saying? What was McCarthy thinking letting him loose? What in the world? Why didn't he protect the young kid? I don't do that. What McCarthy tried yesterday, what Mike McCarthy tried, is what I've been advocating for. Let Brett Hundley operate as though he were Aaron Rodgers, and let the chips fall where they may, and boy, did they fall. But I think you had to learn what Brett Hundley would look like, at least at this point. Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest. I don't know. I honestly don't know if Brett Hundley can be an even interim NFL starting quarterback. The scouts may have been right. This, all the things you're seeing, that was the rap on him coming out of UCLA. Speed of the game, didn't play a pro-style offense, on and on. He bolts way too soon, and it looks horrible on the field. I mean, I was in the south end zone earlier too, and you could see those wide open receivers, couldn't you? You could see them as clearly as I could from that vantage point. When he doesn't bolt, even when he does bolt, he hangs on too long. Bolting is the result of hanging on too long and not stepping into the pocket, not trusting the offensive line that was actually doing a pretty good job. Enough of that for now. I will later in the show make the case that it's time to make the move to Callahan and not to save the season, because I don't think the season can be saved. And quite frankly, Earl, just for your edification, because you answered the phone over there, I'm not even entertaining the Kaepernick conversation. There would be no point in signing Colin Kaepernick. None, zero, zilch, nada. I understand the Packers may come under some pressure to do that. If you were going to even entertain that thought, that would have been a thought for four games ago. No, that makes... Not at this point. I don't believe the season can be salvaged. I think the key is looking to 2018 and who is a reliable backup to Aaron Rodgers. Right now, the answer isn't Brett Hundley, and I don't know how long you keep asking that question. In other words, how long do you keep playing him? I don't know. More on that later in the show. Didn't get to this last week. Brown County might buy rat traps to help Green Bay's problem. This rat thing, do you know, it's one of those things. I try to have a sense of what people find interesting locally. You know, this rat thing is what people are, a lot of people, at least in the city of Green Bay, are talking about. Because it's a relatively newish problem. And it's, I'm just telling you, and my sense is, as this goes on, people, this is a big deal. I'll get to that in just a minute. I do want to mention, Ron Johnson has been on the center of the radar screen on tax reform because he was the first Republican senator, it might be only at this point, to definitively say, I can't vote for this thing. He thinks it treats large corporations unfairly generously compared to smaller businesses. Oh, say like the one he used to operate. We are going to be joined by Senator Johnson at 9:06. I know he's already been asked, but I am going to ask him about Jim Sensenbrenner saying he's strutting around like a peacock. And is there an ulterior motive for him opposing it in the way that he did? A 501c4 has bought ads in the Green Bay TV market. And I'm going to play the audio of that ad for Senator Johnson, get his reaction to that. It attempts to pressure him to support tax reform. So we'll get to that after 9 o'clock. We have what could end up being a very powerful interview at 9:35, and I'll leave it there for now. And then a story, I can't really tell you the nature of it, but we're going to have at 10:20, actually I can tell you, Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty is suing State Superintendent Tony Evers. They are taking him, they want to take him all right to the state Supreme Court. They claim he is violating the state's RAINS Act. And we will talk with Rick Essenberg of Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty at 10:20 about that. So very, very, very busy day in the show today. A lot of interviews, a lot of unfolding stories. So that's what's in store. So here was the newspaper story, Doug Schneider, USA Today Network, last week. In a move likely to displease PETA, Brown County wants to join the city of Green Bay's fight against rat infestation, perhaps by adding more traps to the battle. Several county supervisors want to put more than 1,000 rat traps in the hands of residents in a handful of Westside neighborhoods where residents have complained about the annoying and potentially dangerous rodents. One supervisor says the county should buy $5,000 worth of traps and distribute them to city residents via city neighborhood associations. Another official said the county should provide vouchers entitling them to pick up a trap at a local store. Supervisor Bernie Erickson, who represents part of the affected area, said the county would work in tandem with the city. City Council on Tuesday approved spending $5,000 in the 2018 budget to deal with the West Side Rats. Sounds like a gang, doesn't it? The West Side Rats? Well, I don't mean to take this lightly. A rat infestation is a serious problem. Either that or the follow-up ban to the Boomtown Rats. The West Side Rats. All right, enough of that. Erickson estimated the county could buy 1,500 to 1,700 traps and said the Fort Howard neighborhoods are the areas where he hoped the traps would be distributed. Some Westside residents complained this fall of seeing rats in the area for the first time in decades. City officials acknowledge receiving about 150 complaints this year through September 24th, but indicated that number didn't seem unusually high. Well, boy, the residents of that area don't see it that way, because that's one of the debates that people are having, is what's causing the increase. The city said a report of 150 complaints is not an unusually high number. Brown's health officer says details must still be figured out, and another supervisor says it's unclear whether government would provide traps or vouchers. We're not just going to buy some traps and give them to people, said Supervisor Richard Shadowald, who chairs the county's Board of Health. First, we're going to figure out to see what's the best use of money is. And besides, traps couldn't be purchased until Jan 2nd when money becomes available as the new city and county budgets kick in. Administration Director Chad Weininger expects officials to meet to discuss the issue likely after Thanksgiving. And then they give their tips for dealing with rats. Here's the two questions, because the city seems to be saying that at least that one line that Schneider had there, well, it doesn't seem like a sharp increase in complaints. then is it something that's about the same as it's always been and people are noticing it more? It doesn't feel that way to me. It feels, I don't know this, but it feels to me like West Side, certain West Side neighborhoods are saying, hey, we have more rats. If that is the case, then, okay, so the first question is that the case? The second question is, why? What's drawing them? And this is where they give their little tips. Remove food sources, water and items to provide shelter for rodents. Dispose of garbage on a frequent and regular basis inside and outside the home. Thoroughly clean areas with signs of rodent activity to reduce the likelihood of exposure to germs and diseases. In other words, clean up their droppings. And here's the thing, and this is true, and it's amazing, but it's true. Rats can enter a home through a hole the size of a quarter. Have you ever seen video of that, Earl? It's their Houdini. It's like they can dislocate all of their joints. I don't know how they do it. Seal gaps and holes inside and outside the homes that are greater than a quarter inch diameter with cement or cement mortar. If you have rats in your house, do not vacuum or sweep rodent urine, droppings, or contaminated surfaces unless they've been disinfected. Wear rubber or plastic gloves if you need to touch dead rodents, traps, or droppings. Spray rodent urine or droppings with a disinfectant, and then they have the blah, blah. If you find a dead rat in a trap, spray dead rodents with the disinfectant. Really? I didn't know you were supposed to do that. I would just take the plastic gloves and get rid of it. Did you know that? You're supposed to spray down the corpse? I sincerely am not taking this lightly. It's just sometimes people do start talking about a problem that really isn't that much of a bigger problem than it had been in the past, but suddenly people notice it more. There's the suggestion, at least in Schneider's story, that that's the case here. I'm just telling you, people are, the way it's getting talked about, it would seem to be that there are more of them. But I don't know that. That's just my take. Fox 11 has this story. Vandalism in De Pere, actually graffiti in De Pere on a railroad bridge. The name Trump with a swastika before it. Surprised and upset by an unexpected message in De Pere, Sean Loughney told Fox 11, I think it's disgusting. It's not something that you should show as your president, whether you like him or not. Loughney hopes whoever tagged the railroad bridge along Main Avenue with a swastika next to the name Trump learns to express their views in other ways. I'm fine with protest. I think you're allowed to share your views, but I think that's a little on the explicit side, and I think it's just not right to represent anybody with a Nazi sign. Okay, Sean, they shouldn't be putting graffiti on the bridge, period. You should be offended if they say, have a nice day. It's graffiti. Now, he's right, of course, about the editorial comment, but once you start debating the editorial comment, you're getting past the point that graffiti is wrong. Don't debate the editorial. I don't care if you're the world's biggest Trump supporter. The point here is graffiti is wrong. Of course the message is inappropriate. But the bigger issue here is graffiti is wrong. And then they talk to another resident. And it's just the opposite, Earl. A resident agreed vandalism isn't right, but she was willing to accept the text. Oh, she said, I don't like graffiti, but I can't say I disagree with the sign. I don't know. I don't know what he is. Ay, 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 ay. So anyway, that apparently is the big news out of De Pere these days. That and the transgender discrimination ban coming before city council there. Graffiti is wrong. Even if he didn't use a swastika, if he said Trump is a jerk, if he said Hillary's a jerk. Graffiti is wrong. It is destruction of public property. I'm assuming a railroad bridge is public property. But everything these days is about the politics. Let me give you another example of this, and this is the only time today I intend on bringing up the topic of the recent sexual harassment allegations against just about everybody. I was frustrated and disappointed last week with the direction that the conversation about Al Franken went. My point was this. The allegation that Al Franken wrote in a kiss into a script and then planned to rehearse it alone with a young model is horrifying. What she claims he did, and I believe her, is horrifying. And as I said to someone in an emailer, do you really think his intent in writing in that kiss and jamming his tongue down her throat was just to get a kiss? Really? You think that was the end game there? I don't. And yet many of you wanted to say that the picture of him grabbing her breasts was as bad or worse. I think the sense there was, oh, there's a picture of that one. Okay, here's the standard you're setting, though. It's only bad when I can see it. It's only bad when I can see it. No, the picture's worse, one caller insisted. No, I think his behavior that she alleges that we didn't see is worse. But that way, all allegations we don't see can be minimized, including ones against Roy Moore. That's the concern that I have. In your effort to protect Roy Moore, I believe you are doing a disservice to the woman accusing Al Franken. Because you are readily accepting and unintentionally diminishing what I think is clearly the far more serious allegation, although both are very, very bad. I believe the picture is an effort to humiliate her because of her response to what she alleged. She rebuffed him, he was upset, and he responded in a picture that humiliates her. That makes them both very, very bad. But I think absence the politics, most people would agree that the alleged behavior is much worse and dangerous. But in the zeal to set a new standard that we're only going to believe the ones we can see, and again, I know that's not your intent, and that's my point. I know that's not the intent of that attitude, but that is the unintended result. Because you want to set the standard, well, we see Al Franken's, we can't see Roy Moore's. What you do then, again, is you, and I understand it's unintentional, you are doing a disservice to the woman who's making a very serious allegation. You can debate whether that picture is sexual assault. You can't debate that it's an intent to shame and humiliate a woman. It is. You can debate whether it's sexual assault. You can't really debate that with what she's alleging. And don't let your zeal, don't let political motives stop you from recognizing how very, very serious her allegations are. I believe them. Now, clearly the photo makes them more believable than the Roy Moore allegations. Absolutely. Because he's exhibiting some level of offense toward her. But don't allow yourself to diminish her very, very serious allegation. Earl, would you agree that what he did to her was a physical attack? Whether or not you can debate sexual attack, but it was an assault. It was absolutely an assault. far more serious assault, even if in fact he actually fondled her through all of that stuff. Just don't lose sight here. Ron Johnson after the news. It's 9 o'clock.
News, talk, sports.